You're listening to DottoTech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
I have two digital divas in studio. I've got Lindsay Smith and Jillian Shaw in. We're doing Christmas stuff, but now let's talk business a bit. Let's talk a little bit about the world of technology and business. And Jillian, big news for Facebook kind of coming under some scrutiny on their advertising strategy.
Well, it's kind of bad news for Facebook because it may not come to Canada, but of course, how many users do we have in Canada compared to the States? So what do they care? But in the U.S., Facebook is being sued by people who have taken exception to Facebook taking their likes, you know, when you want to enter a contest or you actually do like a company. Once you do that, then Facebook will flash your picture up on your friend's screen saying,
"Steve likes this."
Yeah, Steve likes this. That he likes this company. So they basically sell it as an ad, and that's very valuable because it's a personal recommendation.
And I find that it's interesting that they are being sued over it because I have found that to be fairly offensive. In my opinion, so consequently, if somebody says enter this contest, in order to enter it, you have to like it, I don't enter because then I become a spokesperson for that enterprise, and I don't want people necessarily knowing that I'm so desperate that I want to win, you know, a pound of salami. So you know, so I don't now, Lindsay.
Yeah,
you're looking
I'm a marketer,
at us, you
so
care.
I'm like,
yeah, Lindsay Smith likes
you
everything.
You think that's a perfect idea?
I think it's valuable. Companies have to come up with creative ways in order to get the message out about what they have. I mean, and people, if you're interested in getting something for free, you've got to always give something away. That's the whole.
But here,
exchange.
But let's flip that over. There's a similar but different thing. Similar but different happening with Clout. Clout is, of course, mm-hmm. where you get your score.
Very controversial.
And I'm at about 50 or so in Clout, and there's some people that I follow me. And now, for the listeners that know, Clout is basically a unit of measurement that talks about your influence online, is in social media circles. And the higher your score, the more influential you theoretically are. And so I'm following some people who I follow on Twitter, and I think they should be on Clout. They should be registered mm-hmm. because they're people I follow. And it says, it asks me to recommend to them to go on. And then I get some extra points for doing that, which is good. I get that. And I do want to recommend it. But the first time I tried it, I said, recommend this person. And it tweeted out, hey, you're not on Clout. You should be there. My Clout score is 50.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, 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 nah. And so I thought, screw that. I'm not doing that again. So I would love to recommend for people to do it, but I just do it verbally rather than using the Clout interface because I don't want to be boasting to the world or looking lame to the world because if somebody that has a 65 is going to look at me as lame-o, somebody that has 40 is going to look at me as, you know, whoa, he's just boasting. So I, you know, that's kind of...
Clout has been really controversial over that.
Yeah?
So you just might want to back right off it completely, Steve.
But see, I'm ahead of both of you right now, so I
noticed.
You are,
yeah.
I got to look it up.
I waver between 43 and 47, depending on how active I am.
It's like
online,
our weight.
But
it's like
yeah,
how much we weigh.
But
yeah.
I think it's a
can't
great
lie
thing.
About your Clout, though.
Yeah, they publish it. Yeah. And it's, but
it's
I wouldn't post to somebody, hey, you should go on a diet. I weigh this much. So I don't want to do it with Clout either, so I have an issue with that. Hey, let's move on. I've been doing a bit of research, and because I don't know why, but it's how these things tend to come together. But I've been talking to four or five people in the last little while. They've been talking to me about this concept of crowdfunding. Have you done a story on crowdfunding at all, Jillian? Have you followed it in detail or just kind of super?
You know what? I've done it mostly on like the per... when companies are trying to get a product off the ground mm-hmm. and seeing some really successful examples, but not in the... I haven't written about
yeah.
the whole sort of the bigger picture when they're trying to get the entire company off the ground.
Well, mm-hmm. I wasn't too sure about the whole crowdfunding concept, just what it meant. So I started to do a little bit of research because I was looking for... I was hoping that I'd find little boutique investment opportunities where I could slide $400 into a company and maybe see a return next year of $40,000. You know, something simple like that. But so I started doing searches on it.
Because that happens all the time.
You never know.
Yeah, I just did that last year, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started looking up, and I found a whole bunch like the Rocket Hub and Indiegogo and a few like that, Kickstarter, that allow people to invest in worthwhile projects. But these the ones that we find kind of the low-hanging fruit of these crowdfunding sites, the idea of people posting projects that you can invest in, for the most part, this is just investing in worthwhile projects with no skin in the game. we don't get anything back. So you find an independent film that's being produced that you like, you give them some money, and then they give you a perk back.
Mm-hmm.
Much like KCTS or your local PBS station giving you a perk back for donating, they send you, you know, the 2-disc set of Les Miserables. That's all you're getting back is your name in the movie, or if you give a lot of money, you might get a walk-on role in their film or a thank you from the producer in the credits or something like that. So it's kind of like it's more crowd donation. But it is great in the fact that people are able to put their projects forward. And there's projects, everything from reuniting families that have been estranged to videos to movies to all sorts of good projects. So most of these crowdfunding sites do that. I did find one investment site where you could invest in apps, which I think is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, now there's not much competition out there with 500,000 apps now in the Apple App Store. But I found one called AppBackr, appbackr.com. Now, it's a different model. What they do is once an app developer has finished their app, they can sign up for AppBackr, and then you as an investor can go on AppBackr and choose to buy wholesale X number of copies of the app, which as it sells from the App Store, you're reimbursed based on a percentage.
Mm.
So you can buy, let's say that the app's going to sell for $15. You can buy 10 copies at $10 each. And once your 10 copies are sold, you're written a check for $150. So you've made 50% profit. So that's a pretty cool concept. Now, what it does, though, is what are the big challenges that app developers have? Well, first of all, they need money. That's always one thing. The other thing that app developers need is publicity. As soon as you start investing in an app, it's going to be something that you might promote to your friends and use your social media and your social network and your clout to get out there to let people know about your app. So I thought that was a pretty creative social funding model, AppBackr. I still haven't found the one that allows me to find a nice small company, write them a check for $500, and then own a little piece of the company. I haven't found one of those yet. So if anybody knows about those, write me and tell me about it. But
well,
I haven't found
it. We've got some trading on the pink sheets in NASDAQ. Don't worry. We'll get you lined up.
Okay, good. Sir. We're gonna take a quick break and return with more Dottotech in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.